You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com. This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
Senior Moments time, and today we are happy to welcome in as our guest, a representative from a company called, or organization, probably better term, Vivalon, if I'm pronouncing it right, Anne Gray, CEO. Is Vivalon correct pronunciation?
Vivalon is the correct pronunciation.
All right. I'm winning today. Tell us what it is. You're based in Marin County, and you deal with senior citizen issues. Let's have some more detail.
Yes, Vivalon is actually over 65 years old, and we really served as a central hub and resource in Marin County where older adults can gather and connect and receive the necessary assistance that they need. And as the needs of our community are changing, we were formerly known as Whistle Stop, and we changed our name to Vivalon to really show that we are committed to the community's longevity and vitality, and our name much better reflects that now than it did before. And we're really looking to continue to fulfill our mission and serve the community in greater ways.
You've only been CEO for a relatively short time there. What caused you to take on this job?
Oh, gosh. It's been almost a month that I've been officially CEO, and I really have a passion for older adults and understanding what it is to really feel that they don't have all the resources they need sometimes. My most recent background is from the Alzheimer's Association, and it really shined a bright light on the challenges not only that people who live alone might face, but people who care for people who are on their own. Some people have children that aren't nearby. Some people don't have family, and they are truly on their own. And Vivalon is an organization that really reaches out, brings people in, brings them together. They know that they have someone looking after them. They know they have a place they can turn to. They know that they can build a support network through all of the things that we do at Vivalon. And we can ensure that they have transportation to get where they need to go. They have the proper nutrition to feel good and live well. And they have people checking in on them. And it is really vital for older adults to have those. And the immediate impact that that can make is what Vivalon is doing. And that's why it really was just so important to me that I get this position and be able to come and do this work, because I feel so passionately about it.
There's a reference here in my notes for this interview that says that current models of care were not created to sustain the growth of the older adult population. We all know that there's the so-called silver tsunami. Marin County, where Vivalon is based, has a very much older population. Napa County is older than the state average as well. What do you mean by that the current models of care were not there to sustain growth of that population?
Well, it is. I mean, think about for you and I, when we go to the doctor, you know, you have to bounce from appointment to appointment, different days, keeping track, all of those different things. And it's very difficult, you know, when we're able-bodied and able to get ourselves there to even do that. And so think about, you know, older adults who may have limited transportation or limited mobility to be able to get to these appointments, or just the follow-up in a holistic way to make sure they're getting all of their care and being able to follow up on the things that prevent them from either being readmitted to the hospital or, you know, needing more serious care down the road, and also assistance with managing chronic illnesses. So all of those things, you know, the way the system's currently designed are more difficult for older people. So our vision is really to have all of those services under one roof, so to speak, so that through Vivalon we can provide transportation to bring people into a very specialized geriatric clinic at our Healthy Aging Campus, which we hope to have completed in a few years. I'm sure we'll talk on that in a minute. But and then they can have their appointments, have a nutritious meal in our cafe, attend classes and social gatherings at the center, and then, you know, go home at the end of the day. So they have a very full, vital day versus being home alone, because more than 50% of households in Marin County have older adults living alone. And isolation, I think, as we've all learned during the pandemic, can be debilitating. Even for the people who have a nice support network around them, it can be very debilitating. So think about all of the older adults who've been experiencing this for maybe years, and we really work to change that. And during the pandemic, we've really been pushing out our services rather than having people come into our center right now, because obviously it's not really possible and safe yet, but we're hoping that day will be here soon when we can get everybody back together.
Yeah, for sure. And we're getting there. We're all getting there. So what's the status of this healthy aging campus? Is this an idea? Is this something that's in place and being used? Where are we in it?
Well, it is closely becoming a reality. We are waiting on a couple of more permits, and then we are going to engage in beginning the construction phase of the campus. We have all of our plans developed, lots of blueprints and plans, and I've become quite adept at understanding what moliers are and other construction terms, which is a new thing. But it's been really exciting to see it come to fruition as far as really getting ready to put that shovel in the ground and get started. So our hope is to open the facility in late 2023.
Very good. And this is property that your nonprofit owns, or how does that work?
So we were very, very fortunate to enter into a very nice agreement with Eden Housing and BioMarin, which allowed us to acquire a parcel that this campus will be built on. And so we have done, you know, a very sophisticated, land acquisition, donation from BioMarin, and agreement with Eden Housing to build 67 affordable senior housing units above the Healthy Aging Campus to even further the idea of, you know, people really having access to the things that they need. So it's been quite a community effort over many, many years to get to this point. And our valued, collaborators and partners in this have all helped to make it possible. So we're nearing the finish line. I'm putting that shovel in the ground, which is very exciting.
Yeah, for sure. So a certain a number of housing units, but the center itself is available to all the older population, not just people who live there.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's also available to children of older adults who may want to come and learn about how they can provide better for the needs of their parents. And so we really want to make it for the whole community to help our older adults and other vulnerable populations and people with disabilities thrive, because the needs are so great in Marin County for the services that we provide. And we really hope that it will be a model for other communities, because as you stated earlier, you know, the silver tsunami is coming, and, by 2050, there are going to be 18 million people in California over the age of 65, excuse me. And that is completely different from our demographics today. And the gap is really widening, and there'll be more people over 65 and more people under 18 than there are the people in between to care for either of those. Mm. And so it's really a unique challenge. We have to, going back to the model of care, really create those communities of care that are going to help older adults thrive. And as we all know, too, people are having fewer children. There are less caregivers, available to support. As the numbers of older adults increase, the demand for caregivers is going to be very, very a very serious situation as it is now. And so our goal is to really help people thrive and be healthy in their own home for as long as possible, and avoid the falls, avoid the poor nutrition that can lead to falls, have the proper medical care so that they can live at home for absolutely as long as possible. And also have somebody checking in on them, so when something doesn't seem right, they can get more immediate care and avoid very difficult situations down the road. So it really is a good model. It's very hands-on. You know, there's a lot that, you know, people talk about, like, oh, we need to get out to many, many people. And of course we do. And that requires very significant resources, because the model of helping older adults is very hands-on. And so it is very expensive. And mm-hmm. having everything in one center and the great support that we've had of the community really will make it a viable program for years to come. So we're really looking forward to when we can have that all finished.
Mm-hmm. And it's being promoted here, as I'm looking at the website, as a model for other communities to pick up on. Are you getting interest from other communities?
Well, I think we have in the past, as far as people wanting to know what we're doing and kind of what's happening. And I really believe that once we are fully operational and people can really see the model in action, and we can share our improvement outcomes as far as what we're able to accomplish under this model, that more and more people will be interested. And the state of California's master plan for aging, all of the recommendations that are in that brand new plan that was just unveiled, are all of the things that Vivalon is working on in the Healthy Aging Campus. So from that standpoint, just being a model for the state of what other communities can do to really have all of the things that are incorporated into the master plan and on aging in one place, so that their communities are getting the full bounty of benefit and resources that are being designed in that, is a happy coincidence, because this was planned well before that state master plan came out, but we hit all the marks on what's in the state master plan, which is very exciting to us.
Mm. There's a question that I ask a lot of the guests on Senior Moments. It always eventually comes around on all the different topics. You mentioned how many seniors in Marin County are living alone, and in a lot of cases they're living in houses that are 4 times the size they actually need to be living alone in. And at the same time, we have this housing crisis, and there are people who would love to have those size of homes. And a lot of older folks would probably like a smaller place to clean and take care of and pay the heating bill for. And we're stuck in this pattern that doesn't seem conducive to really either the older folks or the younger folks, or the economy and society as a whole. That doesn't really have much to do with your project necessarily, but it's one of the larger issues. And it seems like we're at cross purposes at times in dealing with this aging population issue. What are your thoughts in reaction to that?
Yes, well, it is a challenge, as you stated, because for many older adults in these, you know, wonderful homes that they've lived in for many, many years, it's actually less expensive for them to stay and maintain that home than it is to rent a small apartment. And so if they have limited income because their assets are really in their home, it's not possible for them. And, you know, they may want to leave that home to people in their family. They don't want to sell that home. So there's so many different issues, but really that push pull of a very tight housing market, limited housing, and, you know, people living alone in large homes that multiple people could move into, really is a challenge, because that dynamic creates higher housing costs for everybody. Even if someone wanted to downsize, it's more expensive than being in their current larger home.
Mm-hmm. So perhaps it is connected in the sense that if there is more, what you could say, appropriately sized and appropriately priced housing for older folks who do see that, you know, desire to have a smaller place, if more of that's available, then they can comfortably make those changes, and those bigger properties can, you know, the family can then deal with it however they choose to.
Right. And I think that is something that, you know, as people plan earlier for how they want to live out the last third of their life, let's say, you know, they may be more open to scenarios like that. I think for a lot of people, staying in the home they've always known is what they've always wanted and what they've always planned to do. And I think today, as you know, we know that we are all going to be living longer, you know, maybe there's another plan that we make that's different from what the traditional plan is of staying in your home forever, but you're still in something that's your home and what you choose to do and where you choose to live and where you can get access to the medical care and socialization that is so vital for people. Really, social interaction is shown to increase lifespan, and it also helps delay cognitive decline. If people are more social, they're shown to have much less cognitive decline at an earlier time in their life. So it is a very key component to really living well as we age.
Very good. We've been talking here with Anne Gray, who is the CEO of Vivalon, V-I-V-A-L-O-N. And I was looking at the website for the project, which is healthyagingcampus.org. If you want to see what we were talking about, the images and all the descriptions and the frequently asked questions, you can go to that website, healthyagingcampus.org. Any final thoughts, Anne?
Well, I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today because, like we discussed, the model is really something that we would love to have in other communities, whether it's Vivalon working on it or other communities want to adopt our model and create it on their own. It really is something that we hope can spread throughout California and throughout the country as a real beacon for older adults to live well. So I really appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about it with you and hope we have a chance to do it again as things progress.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Nice talking with you, and thanks for being on Senior Moments.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. And that's a wrap.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.